I could say the exact opposite. What does that mean? Pirish. The name, you could say that no, the first half of the day, matzah, they would daven the bayrach and they would teach mercy. The second half, they would analyze regarding the fears of the city, mshani, and that's what the Gemara answers. You cannot entertain that, as the Gemara explains that we see from the psukim that it can't be the reverse order. For mourning, that's forbidden to wash oneself even with cold water. But in the morning, there's also ben hacham and ben tzayin v'chul, is forbidden whether with hot or with cold. Now, the Yerushalmi brings that Yisim b'reid Rabbi Shimon Levi, although we're saying that it's these things are forbidden, but they bring from Yerushalmi that Yisim, the son of Rabbi Shimon Levi, the b'tishbav, who will be in the Kippurim, machetz yadav. What he would do is he would wash his hands, he would wipe with a towel, umavir gamayinav, and he would put it over his eyes to remove the filth. He would have these two shmatas, the two cloths. The have two sekar, and he would put it beneath pirish. He would put it beneath his pillow. The lachalchay to moisten it, or the gersis lanagwe to dry it up. And then mabil gamayinav. And although you know bathe yourself, but these barely moist towels would be permitted to be used on Yom Kippurim and on Tisha B'av. Whatever is for pleasure, etc. Which says Tais of Achshav. Now today, Shein Tain the Sibah B'Lovel El Tisha B'Av, that there's no public fast in Lovel, only Tisha B'Av, because they don't have problems with rain. So Matan the Filbacham then is permitted even with hot water on these other days. Afilu Yizayim B'Tamid with some Gedali even Shavas B'Tamid and some Gedali, because they don't have the stringency of Tain the Sibah in Lovel, but that of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the prohibition of bathing is only by a tainus tibur, which doesn't apply by these other days. And kach pasuk gravia, but Reb Yehiel of Asalichat B'Chamin, he said it's forbidden to bathe with hot water on those days. Kitzinrex says, Matzah, begins with the words, and we close the bathhouse, the pirish, Shein Chamin, because they're warm water. Kitzinrex says, Matzah, begins with the Gemara, and the holy thing, we close the rivers, etc. Which claim what the Gemara means to say is, therefore, you can't bring proof that you're allowed to bathe with cold from this, that they would close the bathhouses, which we just mentioned in previous tises, is because they're hot. Sounds like, but they're cold is permitted. No. What do you mean? If, let's say, cold would be prohibited, you think we could say that we close up the rivers? We can't close up the rivers. In other words, so therefore, you cannot either infer from the fact that we say we close up the bathhouses to say, oh, because it's hot, but cold and permitted. No, we can't close up the rivers, we can't close this up. But again, it doesn't bring a proof that if it's cold, that it would be permitted. Klinik says, Master, you think this immersion is in warm water? That's possible. Why not? Because it's drawn water. Because it was put into a vessel on the fire that's drawn, which is invalid for tefillah. Now, Taisa says that from the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer, what do you mean? Mishkaf is a tefillah. You could have tefillah, the chesher b'cham, that's valid even if it's a hot mikvah. It was heated up, and it was not drawn, but rather just kept on flowing on the ground into a pool. Ella, rather, the Gemara answers no. Shama b'cham, it's right. We could say that it is hot when it was the hot springs of Tevaya. For the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer like we just posited, yesh lechich, we can prove the kuli shav, when it's totally drawn water, I feel like the mishkaf, even if it's just drawn on the ground, subsequently, that actually won't help to table in such a mikvah. This, the Gemara says, that drawing the water afterward, letting running on the ground, it's kosher. Tell them what that, all that means to say is, the is a mikvah, it's just not going to invalidate the mikvah. When you have the rainwater, and then you're filling it up with drawn water, which invalidates, that is not going to do. But to do the immersion in those waters, of those in their own right, that will not be valid. And that's the place I want to make a dig from the fact that the Gemara didn't empty, you could have hot water with doing Hamshach afterwards. Next Tais Masa, the Tais begins with the words, Gemara b'chinat ha-maitza b'menudah v'avol, so do you find that someone's excommunicated, and the mourner that has these halachas, my love akulu, isn't it going on all of these ideas? Perish. Ahadah, I mean, this that we say, b'tzayin mutter, that when it's cold, it's going to be permitted. Oh, the avol na'i mutter, b'tzayin, we're saying that a mourner is also permitted in cold. I have a kash of chiz, that's difficult, Rav Chiz Dama, that he says, avol asa b'mecham b'tzayin, that a mourner is forbidden both in hot and cold. But the Gemara answers, no, Ashar is going on the rest, Kalem Ashadim, the other halachas. And the Ilah, on shoes, and Vasicho, the Gemara says, Malacha, and we're going to doing work, where they have a tiny city, and I'll do work only on the day, and the prohibition of shoes only in the city, not in the field. That's what we're saying, that Aval and Menuda are also only problematic it's at those times. Aval, but lo koi yahod the mitzvah. It's not going the halacha of cold, which according to Chizda, yeah, it could be an aval is forbidden, even though cold, even though by tain siver is permitted by cold. Kitchen next test masa begins the word the gemara hich mitzayroi. If his hair gets too heavy, make a batar so you can lighten it with a razor. Pirsh derech haticha, a way of cutting. Avlika darka derech to look, not the normal way of as a person gets a haircut. What's the proof? When they come up in the fact, they say the wording of makel, that he just lightens it. Like a megalech doesn't say that he cuts his hair, which is normal terminology. Obviously, you have to do it in some different way than the normal way, and you can't just get a regular haircut.